back to Tim Carter's Ask the Builder on WGRR.
That's correct. It is Ask the Builder, and the way you do that is calling 749-1035, 749-1035. I want to tell you about an email that I received last night. It was, this is one of these emails that it seems like an ordinary email up front, but it has a huge payoff. It was pretty frantic. It was written by a young woman. I have a feeling she was young. I really don't know her age. And what happened is she was telling me how underneath her kitchen sink that the valve, she had a shutoff valve, and the thing that was amazing is she described exactly the right part and what was going on. She said, I've got this constant drip that's happening right where the valve stem is. And on a traditional old valve that has a round handle that you turn, the valve stem is that, you know, the best way to describe it, it's like an axle, like a wheel axle. In other words, the handle is connected to the stem, and it goes into the valve. So she was freaking out because she was worried that she'd have to call a plumber, that it was going to be expensive. You know, did the line have to be cut? Did the valve have to be, you know, cut out? Oh, she was like freaking. So I just happened to be near the computer because I was actually monitoring the email that was literally just flooding in from the appearance on the NPR program, All Things Considered. So I type her back a response. I just said, oh, I said, look, just relax. I don't think you're going to have to call a plumber. I said, I happen to be one. And I said, I want you to take an adjustable wrench, and I want you to put it on the nut that surrounds that stem. And I said, turn it clockwise 1/8 of a turn. And I sent the email back, and she was actually, it was almost like we were instant messaging one another. She was there. She didn't respond right away, but she must have immediately jumped up from her computer, went and grabbed the wrench, turned the valve nut, the packing nut, 1/8 of a turn, and the leak stopped. Well, she got back to me, and she was like, she was so happy, and she must have written thank you 6 times. She was just so grateful because, you know, I had saved her so much money, and she could sleep comfortably last night because there was no more leaking. So that is the payoff. I mean, I answer a lot of email, and most people never say a word. They don't say thanks. They don't say anything. Yes, and I, you know what? I don't expect it, but when you get that back, and to see how happy she was, that made my night. I just thought, you know what? That makes answering all these other emails very worthwhile. So I really, I helped that young woman out, and it was wonderful. I said, and she just said, I think she asked me a quick question like, how did I know that was going to work? And I just said, well, I just did. I said, I don't know. I just, I said, I guess I've tightened too many packing nuts.